Bob Moses, a legendary civil rights organizer, passes the torch. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The Ku Klux Klan hung a wanted poster in Mississippi in the early 1960s, offering a reward for Bob Moses, dead or alive. The African-American civil rights worker defied his would-be assassins and went on to transform the South and the country as a whole with his brilliant work as a grassroots organizer, registering voters while training people at the local level to lead themselves. His practical approach, coupled with a deep embrace of nonviolence, has changed the lives of millions. His passing should be mourned, but should also serve as a call to action, as the voting rights for which he and so many risked their lives and for which many died are once again under assault. Working with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC, Bob Moses recognized that the civil rights movement had to be centered in the Jim Crow South, but also had to be a national movement. He also saw that education was the key to liberation, and later in the 1980s launched the Algebra Project, using the teaching of math in marginalized communities as a tool for organizing.
In the civil rights movement.
That's Bob Moses on Democracy Now!
We were able to do was get Jim Crow out of three very distinct arenas in the country. First, there was public accommodations. Second, there was voting rights and access to the political structures of the country. And third, and not well known, access to the national party structure itself.
On that last point, Bob Moses was referring to the remarkable attempt in 1964 to seat the diverse Mississippi Freedom Party delegation at the Democratic National Convention in place of the all-white Democratic Party delegation. Bob Moses was born and raised in Harlem, living in public housing and attending public schools. He left his graduate studies at Harvard to return home to care for his ailing father after his mother died of cancer at the age of 43. Inspired by media reports of student sit-ins at lunch counters across the South, at 25, Moses moved to Atlanta and was soon appointed SNCC's field secretary, then director of its Mississippi operations. In 1961, 70% of black Mississippians were rural and poor, with on average only 5 years of schooling. Only 7% were registered to vote, and most who were registered didn't vote, fearing violent retaliation. Moses and others from SNCC trained local African Americans how to challenge the literacy tests, poll taxes, violence, and intimidation that confronted them when attempting to register. Bob Moses himself was badly beaten on the courthouse steps while helping people register to vote, and later, with others from SNCC, was jailed for over a month facing felony charges. A Ku Klux Klansman fired a shotgun into a car Moses was in, badly injuring the driver. In 1964, Bob Moses was a lead organizer of Freedom Summer, when hundreds of mostly white Northern college students came south to help African Americans register to vote. On June 21st, three of the activists were murdered, James Cheney, Andrew Goodman, and Michael Mickey Schwerner. They were killed by local white supremacists and buried in an earthen dam, not found until 44 days later. Bob Moses' focus shifted from civil rights to the growing anti-war movement. In 1966, to avoid the military draft, he took his family first to Canada, then later to Tanzania. There, he taught school children, returning to the U.S. after President Jimmy Carter granted amnesty to those who refused to participate in the draft. Moses resumed his studies at Harvard, then, concerned that his children's school didn't offer algebra, became a math teacher. He founded the Algebra Project to bring quality math education to all children, receiving a MacArthur Genius Grant. The Algebra Project seeks to turn each curious math student into an organizer.
In our country, I think we run sharecropper education.
That's Bob Moses again speaking on Democracy Now!
In the Delta of Mississippi, sharecroppers were assigned to do a certain kind of work, and so the idea was you only need a certain kind of education. So if we carry that forward into the information age, Then we will have serfs in our cities, just like we had serfs in the Delta of Mississippi in the industrial era. And this is the huge challenge facing our country. I think what we need is a movement for our constitutional rights. We need a constitutional amendment, something which simply says every child in the country is a child of the country and is entitled to a quality public school education.
Voter suppression laws are sweeping the country, but President Joe Biden refuses widespread calls to help end the racist filibuster, which would enable national voter rights legislation to pass through Congress. Again, Bob Moses.
What were we willing to do to force the country to live up to its ideals, right? There's this big gap. Talk about gaps. The big gap is between the ideals the country has and the practices it condones. So we had to do that in the 60s, and this generation is going to have to do the same.
Bob Moses, RIP. Rest in power. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.